like the Trump administration has hit the wall. Or maybe the wall has hit the Trump administration. There seems to be a lot of fuzzy logic on all sides of this argument. I do approve of Trump trying to pull out of some of the wars. That said, I still think Trump is way too authoritarian. But I do sometimes wonder if he is really an authoritarian, or does he just play one on TV? Where we go one, we go all. It's pretty much an egalitarian statement. Like, what goes around comes around, or what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But egalitarian results have been scarce. Goldman Sachs still rules the economy, and judges and lawyers are still more equal than the rest of us. If we can believe QAnon, Trump has an elaborate and devious plan to take down the deep state. He apparently wants to make sure all the deep staters are put behind bars, which will require tons of money and time for lawyers, courts, and the like. Personally, I don't think you can rely on the authoritarian justice system to solve a problem created by the authoritarian justice system. The rule of lawyers is a social, economic, and political disaster, and it will remain a disaster as long as we're operating our society on a legalistic model. You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. You can call armed robbery taxation, but taxation by governments is just as destructive to a society as freelance armed robbery. We should declassify and publish all the available information on state and deep state crimes, and let the chips fall where they may. I'm not calling for violence, but I am calling for honesty. Without an open and honest discussion, we will never solve the problems we face. And all those lawyers are working night and day to keep that discussion from happening. It's much more important to bring some truth and reality back into our social discourse. That's much more important than providing billable hours for lawyers and paychecks for prison guards. Walls don't last. Even the Great Wall of China stands unused, as does the infamous Berlin Wall. There is no fortification that can't be breached. But people endure. The fall of the Berlin Wall did not put an end to the people of Germany. The fortifications and monuments decay over time, but the people live on, with or without mortars and walls. The wall will not solve the immigration problem. To solve the immigration problem, we need to get rid of the welfare system. Then there would not be a perception in the public mind that immigrants were just looking for a free lunch. Anyone who was in the U.S. could then be presumed to be working for their living or living on accumulated savings. That's the way it used to be in the USA, back when we were a great country. The free market is much better at assimilating immigrants than the so-called safety net. Trump says, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. I say, if you don't have a border, you don't have a government, and that is a good thing. The country and the people will surely be here when the current government and its borders are forgotten. Over the span of time, there have been plenty of human societies that have gotten along for thousands of years without either borders or governments. If we discount these societies as primitive and refuse to learn the lessons they can teach us, we are in a dangerous state of willful ignorance. As long as we fail to recognize state crimes for what they are, we will be victims of state crimes. The first step in reclaiming our dignity and our prosperity is to tell the truth. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.